I don't know what to say. I mean, I really am just blown away. It is very, very kind of you all. Some of y'all are pretty ornery, though, I'll tell you that. But it's a privilege to serve here. It's just a joy to serve you guys. I've told you before, you know my story. I never in a million years thought that I would be called to be a pastor. And so the fact that this recovering introvert is able to stand and preach to you every week is a miracle in itself. But you all have borne with me, and again, you've allowed me to grow, too. I think that you've seen me grow, and I just am so thankful that you guys love me. And I've got to tell you, I was thinking about this driving in today. I was kind of reflecting about 11 years ago. I can remember very well driving to this church, and I can remember coming in scared to death. I can remember the first sermon I preached. I can remember, you guys may not remember this. Some of you that were here will, but I can remember Mark Contos coming up to me. And I guess I had a spider about to crawl down my back and trying to hit me with his quarterly or something. And I'm like, what have I gotten myself into? I was ready to run out the door. But no, I stayed. And man, you guys have borne with me. I thought in my mind then, I thought, I don't know, you know, if you'd have told me I'd be here 11 years, I'd have thought, I don't know how I'll last that long. But it's by God's grace. And again, y'all make it easy to pastor. You're a great congregation. And I love serving here. I love seeing what God has done through us. You know, Justin's comment about Atlanta and then on into Africa. It's just been awesome to be involved in missions. And you know, that missions heartbeat was here before I got here. Before I ever came here, you guys had that heartbeat for missions. And you also had that dream and vision for that Family Life Center. And so I just, God just allowed me to be the guy to help get that going again. And, praise God, we've got that paid off now. That is such an awesome thing, and we're going to celebrate that. I think in a couple of weeks, we're going to have a note burning ceremony. We're going to do that right here in a worship service, probably in two services, at 9 and 11 on the 29th. And so there's just so much to be thankful for, but yet there's so much to do as well. I think about that as well. And, you know, I don't know what to do right now. I'm not really sure I want to preach the message. Come back next week, maybe. And you can hear the message I'd prepared, but I just don't feel led to talk about that today. I just want to talk about the fact that God can do so many great things when we're unified, when we're together. And I guess what this needs to be this morning, and again, thank you so much for just your outpouring of love. I knew that. I'm grateful for this, but I knew that y'all loved me. I sense that you make it very clear in many ways. And so I appreciate that. But, I guess just come back tonight. And I'm not just saying that in a trite way, but, I really mean it. I've been praying and thinking about this event that we're going to do tonight called The Awakening. And originally we planned to have another sister church come in with us. And that's not going to happen now, but, I really look forward to this time to pray together. And there's no other agenda tonight. We're going to worship. We're going to have our full worship team up here, worship band. But we're just going to pray to the Lord. And I don't know about you, but sometimes we get so agenda driven, or we desperately want God to do things, not even wrong things, but we want Him to do things in our lives, in our church, in our community, and we just fail to take time to sit at the feet of the Lord. And so tonight we're going to first. Ask for Him to forgive us for that, for when we don't want to spend time with Him, and just love Him and spend time listening to Him and praying to Him. And I think God's going to show up in a big way. And I really believe God is going to bring revival. He's the God of revival. And we need that revival. We need that revival right now. You know, I'm thankful for our deacons. We've got some great deacons. I know a lot of churches, a lot of people, a lot of pastors, you know, talk about their deacons, and they talk about their difficult or rocky relationship with their deacons. I couldn't have better men to serve as deacons. And I love how God is transforming our deacons' meetings. I wish y'all could be a fly on the wall and sit in those deacons' meetings. You know, they don't talk about the bills or, you know, those kind of things. A lot of the time, most of the time is spent talking about people. This is someone that we need to minister to. This is a need that somebody has. This is something we need to address. And so it really is just a wonderful thing to see how our deacon body has grown spiritually. And our life groups too. I've got to mention that. I'm so thankful for how you guys are grasping what it means to be a life group and not a Sunday school class. Now again, you know me. I love the Word of God. That's my passion, to teach the Word of God and preach through the Word of God. And I love it when there's classes that are teaching the Word of God, but the life group is more than that. Life group is literally about growing together spiritually, doing life together. And I see you guys doing that. You know, I'll see a feed on Messenger, and somebody will have a prayer need, and they'll reach out to their life group. And before you know it, there'll be 8 or 10 people from that life group. They'll have responded, and they'll be praying, or they'll be doing acts of kindness to one another, or they'll be planning some way to serve together and do a mission together, or they'll just be doing something fun together. And it's just awesome to see that, because what's happening is we're growing together as a community, as a body of believers. And that's a beautiful thing, and that pleases the Lord. And, you know, missionally, and missions is more than just going to another country. That's very important, and we've got to go to all nations. That's what Christ called us to do. But a lot of missions take place right here. A lot of missions are done under the radar. It's maybe not something we've planned on the agenda. You don't see it in the bulletin or on the calendar, but it's just people reaching people week in and week out. And I see that happening. I see people that are more confident in that and sharing their faith. And you know what? We've got a culture around us. Many people are far from God. We've kind of got a place, and we've been studying this in some of our life groups. We've got a situation where some people who live here maybe are part of what we call cultural Christianity. And they really think they're okay with God, but they're really not. And so we've got to continue to be a light. We've got to continue to love people right where they are. And that's what I do love about this church. I love how, and I hear this regularly. So I'm hearing this. It's not just an anecdote, but people are coming in and they'll tell me, I really did feel welcome there. I felt like I was at home at Hillcrest. And man, I hope that no matter who you are or where you come from or what you look like or what you've done last week, that you can come into this service and you can just feel comfortable. You don't feel judged, you feel loved. And that's so important. And that's something that we want to strive for here. And that doesn't mean, by the way, that we don't stand firm on the Word of God. You know me, and like somebody said in the video, I don't shy away from preaching the truth. And that's not always easy. In fact, the message I was going to preach today, which you'll hear probably next week, you will hear it next week, Lord willing, we're going to talk about that. There are some churches that are like the church that we were going to look at today, one of the 7 ancient churches in the book of Revelation, who sometimes get a little too open-minded. And so there has to be a balance of grace and truth. But you all do that well. And I just believe that Hillcrest is poised for God to do some great things. And it is a privilege to serve here, and the Lord has given me 11 wonderful years, and I just can't wait to see what's in the future. I really can't. And I can't think of a better group of people to serve together with and to grow together with than the people at Hillcrest Baptist Church. And so, again, I just thank you. Thank you for honoring me today. Thank you for bringing my family here together. It's not very often we get together, and so it's just pretty neat that they were able to come and be a part of this today. So thank you very much for that, and God bless you all for how you blessed me in that. Let me pray, and then I've got just a few remarks, just a scripture I want to read out of 1 Corinthians. Father, I thank you so much for anniversaries. Anything like that, it's kind of a benchmark. It's kind of our way to look back and see how you've been faithful to us. You've been faithful in so many ways. Lord, you've been faithful in my life, and I thank you so much for that. And I've said this before, a big part of my call is your faithfulness. And it says in the Word of God, to whom much has been given, much is required. And you have given me so much, and not materially, that's really not what I'm talking about, but spiritually. Lord, from the time that I was a young child, you've had spiritual mentors in my life. I was blessed to be in a Christian family growing up. I'm so thankful for my mom and dad, my grandparents, spiritual mentors in my home church. Lord, at every season of my life as a college student, strong Christian roommate, good Christian friends, a young adult, Christians around me, just lots of role models. And Lord, good preaching, godly preaching, getting to hear people that preached and exposited the Word of God. And so I thank you that you have entrusted much to me. And so Lord, I want to spend the rest of my life giving it out, letting other people know that you are a great God. You're worth following. You're worth leaving all and following, because you are the way, the truth, and the life. And it's worth it even to be known as a little bit weird or a little bit off. I know that society sometimes looks at Christians and thinks, man, that guy really has a screw loose. Well, at least I'm tied to the, connected to the right bolt. And I just thank you, Lord, that you are so faithful. And I love you, Lord. And so I pray that, again, as we just think about this, I hadn't planned on this today, but that we would just be unified together, Lord, as the body. Lord, I thank you for how many passages of Scripture talk about this. And I just thank you for the love that's in this body and for the talent, the spiritual gifts and the abilities that are in this body. And I thank you for how you're bringing people to our into our midst in these days. And Lord, I just pray that you'd continue to bring lost people to us. Lord, I thank you for what happened at VBS this week and a few weeks ago. And I thank you for what you're doing with other ministries that we are taking part in right now. Lord, I just pray that you would help us to continue to grow. And forgive us, Lord, where we fall short. Thank you for your grace. Thank you that your word declares that you are faithful and just. Forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness when we confess and come to you. And I thank you, Lord, for the mercy and the wonder of grace. And Lord, just help me with my remaining remarks today. Lord, this is not me. I do not like to come up unprepared. But I'm relying on you, Holy Spirit, to say a word through me. And I just thank you again for people that love me and the people that have shown their love today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Actually, I want to go to Philippians. How's that for really changing the midstream? I just love Philippians. Philippians is a great book to read if you're discouraged, if you're struggling. And who's not struggled in the last year, year and a half, right? And I just want to read the greeting of the opening few verses of Philippians. This is Paul writing to a church at Philippi. He's in prison as he writes it, and he's reflecting, kind of like I'm reflecting. We're reflecting 11 years back today. And he says in verse 3, and this is my thank you back to you guys, I guess. He says, I give thanks to my God for every remembrance of you. And I do give thanks. There are a lot of great memories. We've talked about, you saw a few on video. There's a lot of memories that that are out there that just too many to even mention right now. But there's a lot of great times. We've had a lot of great times together. God has blessed us in a lot of ways. And I give thanks to my God for every remembrance of you. Always praying with joy. And I do pray for this body. I pray for the people in this church. I've got a list. Gina can tell you about it. I've got a journal I keep. And I don't journal every day, just about every day. But I do look at that journal every day. And I pray for people in that journal. I've prayed for y'all many, countless times. And I don't even know, we won't know on this side of heaven what those prayers mean. And we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight, about how we really need to pray for each other and lift each other up. That's one of the greatest blessings that we have and one of the greatest ways God works through us. I give thanks to my God for every remembrance of you, always praying with joy, with joy. Isn't that great? The joy of the Lord is my strength. I don't know what you're going through today. But joy, this joy is not circumstantial. It's not joy that's just, man, everything's going good. I've got the world by a downhill pull. This is joy because Christ has won. We're victorious. Christ has won the victory. And I have the joy of the Lord even when I'm going through hard things. Always praying with joy. Because Paul was in prison when he wrote this. Always praying with joy for all of you in my every prayer. Now look at verse 5, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Y'all know me well enough to know I don't look like, a pastor is not above anybody else in the congregation. We believe in the priesthood of the believer. What my job is to do is to encourage you, to motivate you, to equip you. I want you to leave on Sunday thinking, man, I want to read that verse a little closer. I want to get into the Word of God. I want to know more about that book of the Bible. And so my job is just to teach and preach the Word of God and encourage you and model for you, but also just to help you. Because we are, the ground is level at the foot of the cross. And no, a pastor is not above his congregation. We're all God's children. And so it's a partnership. Because of your partnership in the gospel. The great apostle Paul saw this church at Philippi, saw them as partners in the gospel. So we're partners in what? In the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ. So we are to be about sharing the gospel. And that's our mission statement. Again, I don't know when God gave me that statement, but you see that around different places. You see it above the, when you come into the auditorium. Can somebody tell me why Hillcrest Baptist Church exists? See, lost people saved. Come on, help me out. You've been here. And disciple people sent. That's our mission. That's our goal. That's what unites us together. We're not united together because we have a bunch of common interests, although there's some guys here that like to play softball with me, and they even put up with me, and they even pat me up in the lineup when I need to be at the bottom of the lineup. There's people here that like cars and have other similar interests, similar income, similar ethnicity, similar this, that, and the other, but that's not what bonds us together. What unites us together is our common faith and our common desire to partner for the gospel. That's why we give to the Cooperative Program. That's why we give to Lottie Moon to missions internationally. That's why we go on mission together. And some of you will never be able to go to Africa on a mission trip, but you will be able to give and support and pray. And so that's an awesome thing. And so we are partners in the gospel from the first day until now. That mission hasn't changed, has it? Now, a lot of things have changed up here in that time, right? My dress has changed. I don't know if you remember, but my first Sunday here, I had a suit on and a tie. And the reason my dress has changed because times change. Things change. There's different furniture up here than there was 11 years ago. The pulpit's a little bit different than it was 11 years ago. The music's a little bit different than 11 years ago. But the goal, the mission does not change. And our mission is more relevant now than ever before. People around us need Jesus. And so we need to be about that business. And so I thank God for our partnership in the gospel. And then this last verse, and then I'll finish it up today. Verse 6, I am sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. You know how, I still agree with this, a lot of times you've heard me say that verse in conjunction with the fact that if you are really saved, God is not going to let you go. God has you in the palm of his hand, and God is working with you and in you, and he is going to complete his work in you before he calls you home. And I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. But when I look at this context right now, he's speaking to a church. He's speaking to a bunch of people. And so let's look at it again. I am sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. Isn't that exciting? God has started a great work at Hillcrest, and even it goes before me. You all know I love to talk about the history of Hillcrest, and this is a great story. From its beginning, God has had his hand on this church, and that's not to say there's not been hard times. That's not to say there's not been times where you wonder, well, how's this all going to turn out? But God has been with this church. And so be encouraged by that verse today. God still has a work for us to do together. You may be newer here. You may have been a long-time member here. You may be a charter member here. I think we might still have a couple of those left. But he who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So, I don't know what's going to happen. We all know from last year how uncertain life can be. I don't know what difficulties we're going to face. I don't know what's going to happen in our individual body, but I do know this. We're going to love each other. We're going to continue to do the mission of Jesus Christ, and we're going to be all right. Because God is with us, Jesus said, even until the end of the age. And he's going to see us through. He's going to see through what he wants Hillcrest to do. So let's be excited and let's be forward thinking and forward looking as we think about the future here. So again, that's totally unscripted. I don't know that I've ever preached a sermon totally unscripted like that, but maybe God wants me to grow in that area. So thank you all so much. Again, we love you. We are so grateful for what you've done for us today. I did not anticipate this at all. I was just coming ready to roll up my sleeves and get busy and do what I always do. But thank you guys again for remembering us and for showing your love in numerous ways. And we love you very much. And let's pray together. And then we need to have an invitation. All right. We're going to have Steve come up. We're going to sing a closing song, and it'll be an invitation. Father, we love you so much. And we just thank you. I just thank you that you let me do what I get to do week in and week out. It's not always easy. And I'm not saying I don't cry out to you regularly. I do. And I need your wisdom. And I need your help, and I need your confidence. Lord, I could not do this in my flesh without, this is not me to get up here and do these kind of things, but I know that you do help me, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You've taught me that. And I just pray that all of us would have that, that kind of a holy boldness. Some of us are in difficult situations today, maybe a difficult health situation, and yet we can be confident in you. Others of us, we are in a difficult work environment, or maybe we have a family situation that's really hard and it hurts, and yet I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, there's people that are watching online today and they can't even be here today. And Lord, I don't even know what their spiritual condition is or what everyone in here for that matter. There may be somebody here that needs to accept Christ as Lord and Savior. Lord, I pray that they've heard the gospel today. And the gospel is just that you love them. And even though you have a design for every one of our lives, every one of us have departed from that design and we're broken. And our brokenness, Lord, our brokenness, we don't like that and we try to escape it. And really by trying to escape it, we do things that make us more broken. But Lord, there's an answer to our brokenness and it comes from outside of us. It's nothing we can do for ourselves, nothing we can do about it, but we can look to you. We can look to the gospel. The fact that Jesus, you lived a perfect life, died a sacrificial death on the cross. You did a miracle. You took our sins upon yourself. And then after 3 days, God raised you from the dead. And we don't just look at that or intellectually agree to that, but we repent and believe that. Repent just means to turn away from something, to turn to something else. And we repent, turning away from our sins, and believe, turning to you as Savior and Lord. And I thank you that that's the gospel. And that's what we need to do to be in a right, good relationship with you so that we can recover and pursue God's design for our lives. Lord, if there's anyone that needs to do that today, or maybe somebody just needs to get back on track again, they've received the gospel, they believe the gospel, and they know they're saved, but they just need to rededicate their lives. I pray that they would do that today. Thank you again for your love and your grace. Thank you for allowing me to serve these 11 years at Hillcrest. Lord, if anyone needs to make a decision, I pray that you would help them to do so during this invitation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want you to stand to your feet now. And I think, are we going to sing God a Revival? That's what I thought. I love this song. I hope you do too. Let's sing it out to him. And if you need to come up for any reason and pray, there's going to be some folks that will greet you here today that if you need to pray with them. But I'll be here too if you want to pray to receive Jesus as Savior.